Hot Tech with Jan Vermeulen from My Broadband.
Good afternoon, Jan Vermeulen. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Gosh, you sound so far away. Did you come back from China all right?
I did.
Fantastic. All right, can we just get through to it? I mean, when I saw this headline, it made me cringe. 4 million rand salary and South African Post Office exec who can't keep a website online. Can we just talk about this?
If you protect me from yourself.
Indeed. Yeah, it's been a rough week for high-powered South Africans in terms of embarrassing stories. But I think it's only fair that if we, if we haul other members of the government and of industry, into an article and hold them to account, for the poor performance of their companies or of their departments, then something that many of us have forgotten about so much so that we don't even talk about it anymore is the post office. But it's in a poor state. And the CEO there, who took over, with the promise of, making things better for e-commerce in South Africa and how e-commerce was going to be this major driver for the SA Post Office, just hasn't been able to make a turnaround of it. That's Mark Barnes, who ran a good company, ran a successful business, and it really sounded like this breath of fresh air to have this person who was successful in business step into the post office and turn things around. But he really just hasn't.
Why do you think that is? I want to say yet.
He's been in the post for a while now and still, and it just feels like it's getting worse. The post office went from striking and not delivering post to now having a website that, sometimes is on and sometimes is off.
All right. So in all fairness, does anybody actually get post anymore?
Exactly.
They've made themselves, what's the word?
Obsolete.
Thank you, Jan Vermeulen.
Yes, I'm working today.
Yes, basically the private sector has stepped in to basically seized the business opportunity that the post office has left wide open.
Yeah.
A department with the help and funding of government can't successfully do what companies who do not have the help and funding of government can do. A lot more expensively than if we had a functioning postal service. The fact is that, folks don't use the postal service if they want something actually delivered.
Jan, tell us about criminals and how they are secretly stealing our airtime.
No.
Yes. This is another wireless application service provider story, a WASP story. But what made this one interesting is the variety of different ways that these rogue WASPs use to trick people to click on them or to opt in. And so there's clickjacking, which we've spoken about before. Then there's SMS fraud. Basically what this does is this hides portions of the disclosure that these WASPs are supposed to send you, that you're supposed to receive via the SMS or some other pop-up. They somehow obfuscate that. So the example in our article is, they will send you an SMS to go, congratulations, your number. We rewarded you with a 3,700 rand shopping with 1p reward coupon card. Claim here, and then there's a link to opt out. SMS stop. At least there's an SMS stop to opt out, but I'm pretty sure they charge
you. Very responsible, yeah.
So you click on it, and then are sent an SMS which says, reply yes or no to confirm your request forget a 3,700 rand shopping reward coupon from SDS at 7 rand daily. SMS is free. So you get like these mixed messages if you read quickly, if you skim, and you don't stop and think, hang on a second, what am I being charged 7 rand for, and what is free? What's going on here? But if you just go, yeah, you know, send me this, you know, 3,700 rand coupon, it's only going to cost me 7 rand. Great, you know, do it. But you end up subscribed to a 7 rand a day service, which is then, you know, painful to opt out of. Then we went, took it a step further, to go and see, you know, what you get, you know, whether you can even get this coupon. The subscription name is not consistent with the prize. There's now a 9,500 rand gift card. You have to fill in a like huge amounts of information and decide what you want to buy. Like it's incredibly contrived. All of a sudden, you know, something that you think is a really simple gift card that you're going to be able to redeem requires you to go through multiple steps. There's no indication of where you can use this thing. It's just a mess.
Jan Vermeulen, editor at large for My Broadband, thank you very, very much. There are some other really, really fascinating stories on mybroadband.co.za. Go and check it out. And you can go and read about the 10 most pirated movies.